Francisco.
3 years ago, the group Modest Mouse from Washington State grew from a respected indie band to full-fledged rock stardom with its song Float On. Modest Mouse has a new CD out called We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. Our critic Will Hermes has this review.
Modest Mouse's Float On was a phenomenon. I mean, a rock song that got heavy commercial radio play that didn't suck? Who even thought that was possible anymore? It even received a pretty good cover version on that bizarre kiddie pop CD series called Kids Bop. But coming off a million-selling CD, the question, of course, was, will Modest Mouse start pandering to the mainstream, or will they be stubborn and weird and commercially brilliant only by accident? And the answer, which I deliver happily, is a bit of both. Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know. I can't imagine a better line than the dashboard melted, but we still have the radio to holler along with while stuck in traffic. And I don't know what was in Isaac Brock's head when he and his bandmates wrote it, but Dashboard is an example of a song that's commercial by design and whose greatness stems from that. It addresses the basic needs of a mass audience. In this case, something for them to holler along with while stuck in traffic. At other points, however, the album gets stranger. Someday you will die. The other obvious question about Modest Mouse's new record is, does the addition of guitarist Johnny Marr make the band sound more like Marr's old band, the beloved 1980s alt-rock drama queens, the Smiths? And the answer there, which I also deliver happily, is no. Not that I don't adore the Smiths, of course, but right now, Modest Mouse's Portland, Oregon neighbors, the Decemberists, probably do a better impression of the Smiths than anyone. And Johnny Marr clearly understands that the glittery drama he created with singer Morrissey would only work behind Isaac Brock in small doses. So his work here is subtle. Well, first off, Garrett got drunk, fell asleep in his car till about noon. Our flat top Tony got all messed up, let his lip chase some cheap perfume. Some people complain that Johnny Marr's work here is too subtle, and I thought so too at first, but then I realized that the greatness of this collaboration is how Marr adds just a touch of 80s rock flavor to a band that already has its own distinctive sound. In a landscape of tedious 80s revival bands who seem to aspire to nothing greater than recreating the styles and vibe of a bygone era, this strategy seems a smart one, and the result is probably the best Modest Mouse album yet. But if Marr sticks around, it might not remain the best for long.
The new album from Modest Mouse is called We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. Our reviewer is Will Hermes.